It was an amazing day last Saturday for owner Rupert Lee, winning two Group 1s in less than an hour. Not a bad afternoon's work at the racetrack. Rupert, congratulations on your success last Saturday. Has it all hit home yet?
Well, it does. You can never, ever imagine winning two Group 1s in 40 minutes, not in your wildest dreams. And when you do it, it's one of those feelings that if it's a bottle that you would, it'd be worth a fortune. Just a special occasion, man. You're going to have one Group 1 and you're about to venture into another one, but to win it was, you know, quite an incredible feeling. But as I said before to a lot of people, unfortunately this industry has more downs than ups, and whilst you're still enjoying the ups, we have all the downs that come with it when you have a lot of horses. And we actually lost a very good Invincible Colt that same day. We've been grooming for a good three-year-old career, and then we had a nice little filly with a suspensory ligament on the Saturday of our track gallop, and then another one of our three-year-old colts got a bad cut on his passion, so he's out until the spring. And then one of our other horses that we're preparing for the carnival up in Queensland, we needed a run, and unfortunately, it injected the wrong horse and had to be our horse that didn't need the injection for antibiotics, and he was unable to run on Saturday at Caulfield. So you do have your ups, and when you have them, by God, you just can make the most of them and really enjoy it.
Santa Ana Lane and Brutal are the two horses we're obviously talking about. Brutal in particular winning the Doncaster. He's a very, very valuable breeding prospect, this horse. So there was some discussion through the week about potentially where he might end up longer term at stud. Has any of that conversation continued on, Rupert?
Oh, yeah, it has. I mean, it basically started on Saturday evening at the Star Casino, where a number of the studs sat down with us. We've had quite a few proposals put to us since Saturday evening and went through to the end of business on Friday. So, we're more likely to make a decision on that and go down the path of, you know, selling down part of it to one of the major studs and, hopefully work together and build some more value into the horse, because no intention at the stage to retire the horse. I think he's only really just started his journey, and we're looking forward to heading off to the spring with him and hopefully competing in the Golden Eagle at Rose Hill.
Well, that's exactly right. There's still so much of his racing journey ahead. He's only had the 7 starts for now, 4 wins, so much ahead there, which is exciting. And what's the latest with Santa Ana Lane?
Turned out very, very well. This stage, it's all systems go to Hong Kong. Excuse me. And then I think if all goes well in Hong Kong, there's a recharge. Could go to Ascot. And it's one of those interesting ones, because being a gelding, there's no opportunity to surprise money at Ascot. It isn't anywhere near as good as if you were trying to, say, head off to the Everest in October. But I'm sure, Anthony and the managers of the horse will make the right call. And I think it's more too, because there are so many owners in the horse. I think it's more about having fun together, and if we all get across to Ascot, it'll be just one of those incredible experiences to have a horse running on such a big day in their biggest meeting in the year. So I'd say there's more chance of that happening than not happening, by what I've been told.
Well, that's very exciting. And Rupert, what's the latest with Chautauqua, who's been retired from the scene for a little while now? Where's he these days?
He's in the same paddock that you went up to see him. And actually, we've only just made that call, really, to determine what we should be doing. And we'll be looking for people like yourself to help us, guide us down the right path for his next career. So it's more likely that he'll go down the show jumping or show horse path. He's still got 2 months to offer, being such a young horse. And I think it would be great for the industry, for his supporters, to find his next journey, I suppose. It's a path I don't know enough about as far as that industry, so people like yourself can help guide us, and so we make the right decision for him.
Yeah, there's no question he's got a very bright future ahead in either of those spheres, showing or show jumping. He's a magnificent looking horse, and he would stand out in any show ring around Australia. And I'm sure you've had many people approach you in a bid to get him for that purpose.
Yeah, no, but we have, Joe, and, you know, it's important that we make the right call for the horse, and I'm sure there are many number of good people who would do the right thing and look after him. So, joining up and forming a partnership with the people who do take him to his next career. So, hopefully you can help me go down that path and choose the right people.
Yeah, absolutely. And Rupert, your feelings around Winx yesterday, for all of us, just an incredible moment to witness. But from your point of view, what were your thoughts?
We had to be there and we wanted to be there. It was just, you know, anyone who's there, you'll get the same feeling. You didn't want to see the end of it and you wanted to see her continue racing. I mean, she presented, for some reason, I think she knew she was bowing out. She actually did a little bit of a bow to the crowd, you know, when they brought her back to scale, and just the atmosphere, it was, you know, nerve-tingling, really, just to be part of the whole thing. And I'm glad I've witnessed it all, because it's one of those memories you'll cherish and, you know, be able to, you know, take to, you know, to the end of your life and be able to share the memories with your own children and hopefully their children. But, yeah, you had to be there. It's just one of those special occasions, and I'm sure anybody who went to the track yesterday would have felt the same way.
Yeah, no doubt. Rupert, thanks for talking to us on the program this morning. Good luck with Brutal and Santa Ana Lane in particular over the next few months with the decisions and the campaigns there. And we look forward to seeing what he's really made of come the springtime.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
That's Rupert Lee. He's hot off the back of two Group 1 wins last Saturday on day one of the championships at Randwick. An amazing day at the races.